This is Passport to Texas State Park Getaway. Bluebonnets started blooming along roadsides in mid-March around much of the state and have since been joined by other wildflowers for what should be a remarkable display. Our state park guide, Brian Frazier, says a great place to get an eyeful of colorful native blooms is at a state park.
And interestingly about that, it's spectacular across the state. You have pockets that are more traditionally known, like Washington County, where Washington on the Brazos State Historic Site is, or places like Inks Lake or LBJ in Central Texas. But really, you've got great wildflowers from the Rio Grande Valley all the way up even to Palo Duro Canyon, all the way out even to the Big Bend area, depending on the time of year, depending on the amount of rain. And it's looking like this year, the expectation is at least that it's going to be good. We had some late winter rains that have really made it lining up to look like be a really good wildflower season. And so whether you're talking about bluebonnets or whether you're talking about the evening primrose or even things like the bluebonnets out in far west Texas, which are different than the others, it can just be a spectacular splash of color. Texas is the place for wildflowers, and state parks are great places to see them.
Thanks, Brian. You got that right. And you can find the wildflower hotline at passporttotexas.org, as well as beautiful images of wildflowers. We record our series at the Production Block Studios. Joel Block is our engineer. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.